This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Despite what some people may say, I believe there is something in all of us that when we hear about injustice or we hear about inhumane acts, it just stirs up this desire to fight and to do something and to know something and to be educated. And that's what's happened to a lot of Australians this week. The North Korea UN Commission of Inquiry has taken place. Some horror stories have come out of that. And to discuss it with us this morning is the legal advisor for Amnesty International, Jonathan O'Donoghue. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jonathan, firstly, before we go into the commission, Amnesty International released some videos of true stories that have come out of North Korea prison camps. Can you share with us just some of those stories that came out?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we've been documenting these prison camps for many years now. There really are gruesome places where hundreds of thousands of people accused of political crimes are being detained. We've submitted some information to this commission of inquiry, including satellite photos that are showing that these camps are growing. As well as you say, as a number of testimonies. One, for example, was of a former guard in the camp who's spoken for the first time and talks about inmates having to dig their own graves of torture and of rape and sexual violence against women.
Now, this has been submitted to the UN as part of its inquiry into North Korea's human rights abuses, but what can really come of this? I mean, more sanctions? Is the UN really a bit of a toothless tiger here? What can happen?
Well, I think there's a lot that the UN can do, a lot more that the UN can do in this issue. If you think about it, the particularly at the UN Security Council level, this report and this commission of inquiry has come out of the UN's Human Rights Council. That's a body of the UN. But if you look further at other bodies, particularly the UN Security Council, which is in charge of international peace and security, it's only been looking at North Korea in the context of security and nuclear weapons and these issues. It hasn't been looking at it through from a human rights perspective at all. So we're hoping that this report, which details a horrific scale of human rights violations throughout the country, we're hoping that this will force the broader bodies in the UN, particularly the Security Council, to be looking at these issues very seriously.
What does Amnesty International do from here? From your perspective, what's your next step?
Well, we're certainly looking at the report. The report casts a whole range of human rights violations, from freedom of expression to freedom of movement to the prison camps and executions and other issues. These are, of course, issues that we've been following for a number of years. We will continue to lobby. We'll continue to press the North Korean government, and I think that that's a vital part of it, that there needs to continue to be pressure. There needs to be pressure from the UN, and there also needs to be pressure from other key countries, particularly China, to have some influence over this terrible situation. As you're right, it's a very complex and difficult situation to have any impact on, given the situation in the country and the ideology of the government. But sustained pressure is required.
We read all sorts of shocking things that have come through, but is this just scratching the surface of what's going on in North Korea, do you think?
Well, I mean, the Commission of Inquiry didn't get any access to North Korea, and also the Chinese government didn't allow them access to the border areas to go and interview people who've crossed the border. So it's probably the case that there are many other violations, or the scale could be much bigger than it's reported, and what it reports is already huge.
It's horrific circumstances on a grand scale. Just to narrow it back down to the individuals who gave their testimonies, who did escape from these prison camps, what's being done for their safety now? Are they okay?
Well, I think that there certainly are protection measures. I think one of the concerns, and it's raised also by the Commission of Inquiry, is the protection of those outside of North Korea who actually give evidence and testimonies here, but certainly we try to ensure that the protective measures are taken. The Commission of Inquiry has also taken strict measures to ensure and protect their identities and trying to ensure that they're not exposed to any particular risk. But there is also, in some degree, some abductions that are taking place and returns to North Korea, particularly from China.
Jonathan, if we want to follow this story, or if people just want to continue to know what's going on, or even get involved in any way, shape, or form, where can we learn more?
Oh, certainly. I mean, please follow the Amnesty International's website. I think the Commission of Inquiry as well on human rights in North Korea also has a web page on the Human Rights Council stage. The Human Rights Council will consider this report. And I'm sure there will be ongoing discussions about this in the next couple of months.
Perfect. Legal advisor for Amnesty International, Jonathan O'Donoghue. Thank you so much.
Thank you.